Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadav, Shiras Panzer, Lui Nishma, Sambia Koshalim, and Lea Basitzchok. We're holding in Moed Katon Daf Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings what the Gemara in Sukkah brings a few times. There is a halacha l'moishim m'sinai that brought three different things, three different inyonim. One is Eser Netiyos, which refers to planting the field on Erev Shviz, that we learn from halacha l'moishim m'sinai that the only things you could plant until Rosh Hashanah is only Eser Netiyos, 10 young trees that are planted within a base sale. But everything else you cannot plant until sometime before Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara tells us within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Halacha teaches us. In addition, the Halacha teaches us a Rava. They have to bring a Rava in front of the Mizbeach during the 7 days of Sukkot. And Nisuch HaMayim that we do in Sukkot in Beis HaMikdash. Now the question is, why all three are mentioned together? The Gemara does conclude this sugya and tells us that we learn one from each other, and the same way Nisuch HaMayim is only in time based on Migdosh, so also the idea of a Senetias also works only time based on Migdosh. But it still doesn't explain fully why they are written together. Rashi and Sukkah says that the reason they're written together is because they were said in Bismedosh at the same time. And if they were said at the same time, they were put together. But it still needs a little more biur. That this is the way the Gemara quotes at every place in Shas. Esenetias, Arava, Venisuch HaMayim, Alocha, Mishim, Sinai. And Bishama, Arava, Venisuch HaMayim, they both have to do with Sukkot. But the Esenetias, what is the Shaykhis? Why is it put together? Now the truth is, the Chazal and Sefer HaZoyar speak about this. There is a Maimer in the Hashmotas, in the end of Chilek Aleph, that speaks about Alocha, Mishim, Sinai. What is Esenetias, Arava, Venisuch HaMayim, the connection between the three? But it's speaking in a very Kabbalistic way, which we don't understand. And I want to try to give another explanation that we can have a little bit of a tam, a little bit of a taste, how these things connect together. So we'll start with a yesod that the Mekubalim say, already the very earlier Mekubalim bring it, that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai means that it's a Torah which comes from a very, very high place. It's such a high place that it cannot be mislavish, cannot be dressed in the regular levushim of Torah. Torah Shebichtav is Torah that came down to the world and was dressed up in the way that Torah is dressed and is revealed to us that way. But Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is so deep, comes from such a high place, it cannot just dress in the regular levushim of Torah. And therefore remains as a Torah Shebaal Peh that came from Moshe, because only Moshe could transmit it that way. It couldn't be written in the regular Torah. So, as later Rifoshim say, every time you see Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, you have to understand, know that there's something here hidden, something which is a big secret that's hidden behind the saints. And in Divrei Rabbi Sein, we find explanations to each one of these halachas that we can see that there's some more depth to it than the regular simple halacha. Regarding our sugya that we speak about Esther Netiyos, from here you learn the idea to Sefer Shviz. And the Gemara tells us that the Sefer Shviz you learn from the halacha is 30 days before Shemitah, meaning 1 month before Shemitah starts, we have something called Tesefes Shviz. Zog de Leshem, Big Mekubal, who was the grandfather of Eliashiv, he says that Tesefes Shviz is equivalent to Tesefes Shabbos, as Tosfos mentioned something towards that in the next daf. And he explains that Tesefes Shabbos, how long is Tesefes Shabbos? The Ramon Shulchan Aruch says that it could be up to 2 hours before Shabbos. 2 hours of a day is a 12th of the day. Zog de Leshem, a month is a 12th of the year. The same way Shabbos, you could start at a 12th of the day before Shabbos. Also, Shemitah begins a 12th of a year before Shnat HaShemitah. Is it Tosefes Shemitah means the beginning of Shemitah we have over here in addition. That's a Tosefes Shabbos of Shemitah. Regarding the next two halachos, we'll mention in short some of the ideas that we mentioned in Masechet Sukkah. A Rava is brought down in Divrei Mefarshim, Hizkiah Yisachar speaks about it. The idea of a Rava is that there's four minim shebelulav, four different types. Each one represents a different part of Am Yisrael. What does a Rava represent? A Rava represents the ones that have no Torah and no mitzvahs. There are the Rishayim. Now the simple way for the Rishayim to connect, they need to be together with the Lulav and the Esroik and the Hadassim. That's what we have during Sukkot. We took all Arba meaning together. And the Gemara already mentions that the idea is that the Arava joins The Agudo, the same way the Chelbono joins the Simone Ekteris, when the bear joins the good together as Kapara. But the Chiddush of Mitzvah Sarava is, the Mitzvah Sarava is the Rosha stands on his own. You take the Arava, you put it on the Mizbeach. We have Yoim Arava, Yishan Arava, day that you take only the Arava. Do we have a Minig Nevim or Yisoy Nevim to take the Arava on its own? The Chiddush is that even a Rosh Gomor, even when he does not join the Tzaddik, he still has a way to connect. There's still a way to bring him to the Mizbeach. Nisuch HaMayim is Rabbeinu Bichai brings in Chumash in the name of a Medrash. That the whole idea of Nisuch HaMayim is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided the world and he put Mayim HaElyonim and Mayim HaTachtonim and the second day of the Bria, the Mayim HaTachtonim cried and said, we want to be up there in front of Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Mayim, you have your opportunity to come from down here in the world up to Shemayim in Nisuch HaMayim. Nisuch HaMayim is taking the water from down here and bringing it up there. And this is a remez that us, the Tachtoinim, can connect to the Elyoinim, the same way Mayim HaTachtoinim are able to connect to above. So if we take all this, we can understand a theme in these three halachas. All three halachas are that you take something which is outside of the Kedusha and you extend to it the Kedusha. You're able to extend beyond the limits of usually where the Kedusha is, it goes beyond it. Because the idea of Nisuch HaMayim is that you have Kedusha to the Mayim HaTachtoinim, the Mayim HaTachtoinim come in front of Hashem. The Arava is the, even the Rishoyim, the Arava who has nothing, can connect the Mizbeach. And Tosefta Shvi says that not only the Kedusha of Shemitah, but the Kedusha of Shemitah extends beyond its limits into Tosefta. All three are talking about the extension of the Kedusha beyond its limits. And that's maybe a reason it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Because in the Torah we have the Kedusha contained. But when the Kedusha just goes overflowing, that's the idea of Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. That may be that connection. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.